Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Well, hello.
Hello. Hello, Gene. Well, how are you?
Good, good. Nice to see you or hear from you. Welcome.
Nice.
This is kind of an exciting moment, isn't it?
It's exciting. We're seeing if people want to join our Transformation Tuesday group and get some messages. And if not, we'll just talk about the transformation that's going on in the world today.
Sure.
Between you and I, and if you want to receive some messages, we'll see.
Well, sure.
How that works.
You know, and that's the thing that I'm wanting everybody that is listening to understand. They can go ahead and give us a call here at 516-418-5651 if you'd like to talk with Lisa. Just briefly, I've known Elisa now for a year and a half, couple of years, and interestingly, the first time I met her was on the radio on a different program here at Be Unique Radio, and she did a reading on me, and it was so profound that it actually sent me on directly in the right direction I'm going in my present like journey. So I just want to point that out there. Anybody'd like to give us a call? Have any questions for Elisa? Until then, I guess I'd just like to know what's on your mind, Elisa.
Well, I'm getting some messages actually for you right now. I see a lot of transformation, and I see a lot of changes coming ahead for you, a lot of travel.
Yeah.
And I also see a lot of doors shutting from before and opening for something new to happen, actually. I don't even see you doing what you're doing now. Or what you did previously, the way you've been doing it, it's going to all shift and change to something bigger and something way different. It's almost like a wilderness. I feel like you're going to go on a wilderness journey to take people live through nature and transformation and show them how you started to evolve in yourself by connecting to nature and all that it has done for you. That's so interesting. But I'm seeing that becoming part of your manifestation of the future, of what's coming ahead on your path. So that's exciting. I don't know anything that you're planning or what you're doing, but I just see you journeying, and I almost feel like you're going to bring people to magical places that are very spiritual and and kind of give them a travel itinerary for them to awaken in themselves as well, at these specific places that are really undiscovered spiritual locations. And I don't know if you're doing it all in Florida, if you're going to go abroad or across America, but I almost feel like it's going to be a trip across America. So, and you're going to do hidden treasures, like bring people to places that they don't really know too much about or hasn't been really publicly shown, and bring it alive, which... that seems kind of neat.
Wow.
I'm also seeing in your energy that you're not listening to what people think is best for you. You're doing what you know to be best for you, which is huge because you've always lived in other people's kind of pockets of what they wanted, trying to please them, and now you're taking the reins of your own life and you're magically creating this journey of discovery even within yourself of all that you really didn't know you were or had inside of you. So you're going through the awakening and the transformation in yourself, which most people are doing right now, but you're really, like, I really see it. I haven't gotten into your energy in a while, and I just see you growing leaps and bounds and anchoring really strong in yourself, like a tree. It's so funny. I see the tree roots coming out of your feet, so to speak. And you're just anchoring real strong in yourself, and you're not budging to move and be replanted for everybody else's, you know, demands. You're kind of standing in your own truth, and you're choosing to plant yourself where you choose to plant yourself. So you're taking your life back. You're taking the reins of your life back. And I really feel a lot of people are learning how to not follow and to be more leadership, and you're actually doing that. So that's pretty interesting. Well, I don't know if I'm right, but that's what I'm seeing.
You really are. You really are. This is exactly where I am in my life. The only thing that's kind of exciting now is I didn't think about specifically what you were talking about. I had this vague vision in the periphery of my mind's eye of like making these stops like you're describing, but I wasn't sure, and I know what I want to do. I want to bring the local people around there into the whole overall global consciousness of what we're doing. But
wow,
hidden treasures that people have in their backyards, how perfect is that? Because everything in the earth is spiritual. How cool. What a great idea.
It's so interesting, but it's funny. You have a spiritual home. It's like you have a spiritual home and location, but you're going to start to travel away from that and know that you always can come back. But I see you leaving. I see you going on a trip. And I feel like it's going to be 6 to 8 months that you're going to be traveling, doing this discovery. And I don't know if you're going to be broadcasting from different locations across America,
being in a
vehicle, but I feel like you're going to create your own home and your own space. I don't know if you're going to get an RV, but I kind of feel like that's the theme with you. And you're traveling and going, and I see you leaving by August, which I'm not always great with time, but I feel like August is going to be, I don't know, something's going to come to you, and you're going to
just say, you know what?
Mm-hmm. You're kind
awesome.
Of in limbo right now. So let's talk about transformation, because I think people, okay, when we think of transformation, we think of like, at least for me, I think of like a butterfly, a caterpillar turning into the butterfly, going into the cocoon and coming out, and then, you know, everything's transforming into something of what wasn't. Well, that is part of the transformation, but I'm also kind of seeing transformation as being this abyss of newness for people.
Listen to them, though, would you? Say, yeah, I still see it. Or send a birthday card. Or get him a gift.
Oh. Yeah, bless your half-sister. Why do you think she's saying that? Ruin my reputation. Ruin me.
Wow. So, Elisa, I'm hearing something else. I don't know if you are.
Yes, I didn't know if people are in on our call or not, but
no, it was something exterior, I believe, somehow. Well, you know, we are
that's
all
very
hooked
interesting.
Under that, all those cell phone towers, you know.
Oh, wow. I didn't know if you were talking to somebody, but you became very different. But that's okay. So the transformation that's happening with people, it's about allowing it to be received with gratitude and grace, because I think people are kind of having a struggle with the change and the shifts that are happening. So the transformation, we're transforming in so many ways, where the frequency around us is becoming transformation for our bodies, our spiritual selves, our mental, you know, capabilities. And there's a lot of change that's happening for the collective across the world. So it's about people receiving it with gratitude and grace and not resisting this transformation, because there's a reason why we're going through this elevation and change right now for something greater that is ahead. And most people are not understanding why they feel pushed. So, but the push is transformation. The push is removing, you know, budging people to move out of their stationary space of how they've always existed. And so I just see this really good, you know, observation of what is really around us and what really matters in the most simplest form that comes with this transformation, where people are holding on to the things before, and now it's more about, I call it God's playground, about nature, about energy, frequency, connecting to themselves, the love that they have within, and creativity to be an expression of the self. I just see this transformation for so many of us across the world. And, you know, people are getting stuck, and that's where we come in, or I come in, to get help, give the messages that come to me for the individual to assist in their transition.
Well, is that true?
You know,
is that true?
And,
did you ever spend money on drugs? At one point in my life,
we're picking up another frequency.
I wonder if it's from Earth. I mean, who knows out there? Everything's going crazy.
You know, it's good enough.
It's part of the transformation. It's
enough.
A push.
It can be my
it's a push to elevate and making positive choices.
Well, you know, the thing is that, like you said, everybody's doing it, and people don't really understand what's going on. One of the things that I've found as I encounter people that are, you know, that are where I was in the process a little while ago, is that I found that all I really need to do is just to just show them how I'm doing it, how I'm enjoying my new thought, you know, my new life. And at first they don't understand it. They think I'm odd, you know, but how can you have fun and be positive when this is happening, you know? And but it's
well,
not
the,
hard
we're just
once you know
a
how.
Clue. We're just getting a little taste of interference.
Yeah.
It's the interference that's coming in and trying to throw things off. And it's like, okay, we have to keep processing through it and transform to where we're guided to be and not allow all this interference to stop us and bring us back to being stationary or getting frustrated. It's about putting a smile on your face and going forward with it. So,
well,
but for you,
I think
like... It's the spiritual growth.
Yeah, I'm definitely going forward, you know, and what you're talking about, the anchoring, that's been a goal of mine because, you know, it occurs to me, like, everybody, like, buys insurance and does things just in case and saves for a rainy day and all that, but that's just in case something happens and it's horrible and you got to figure out how to get over it and make up for it and all that. But in real life, if you don't worry about that and you just try to know that stuff's going to happen and you just got to deal with it, it makes such a huge difference in sitting around worrying about what's going to happen next and seeing things bad. But it's really all good if you look at it and say, hey, I don't want that. I'm doing something different, you know?
Exactly. So what's coming to me is the most important part of transformation is the spiritual heart center.
Yes.
And it's the allowing the guidance of your heart to lead the way instead of your mind interfering with where you're going on the journey. Because a lot of people don't know how to separate the two. A lot of people follow what the mind thinks, and the thought process gets in the way of the truth of the heart.
Oh, my. The center battle I have been working on.
Well, it's a disappointment of the expectations. You know, that's one thing that's really conflicting with the heart and the mind. We have this programming that we've done all our life that has actually set us off the path of the heart center of our being. And the mind gets in the way, and it actually shuts doors and puts blocks that keep us stuck and from transforming into the high being that we actually came here to, you know, execute and being the best version of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where when people come for, you know, sessions or guidance, it's to help to step into the frequency of their being, of their soul being, and give direction based on their heart and their chakra of their soul energy that they came here to be in their child of themselves. And that's what people are calling up to. They're kind of feeling lost right now. Like, what do I do? Because I was the CEO of this company, and, you know, now the company doesn't exist anymore, and I don't know where I'm going in my life. I feel like I'm losing my house or, you know, my family, my friends. People are very disconnected right now, very, you know, conflicting. And so it's about giving more of a direction with clarity for people to follow the path to what they came here to do in this lifetime. And it's so much bigger than the mind. It's so much bigger. And it's almost like, if I can explain this to people, when we come here as children, you know, when we come here as a baby, and we're this beacon of light, and we really are a clear palette to be painted. I always say we're like this clear palette. And we start the world in discovery. So you think you're using all your five senses. You're tasting and touching and smelling and feeling, you know, whatever. Everything is being awakened by what you see and hear. And, you know, it's this discovery. And we take in so much information. And we actually learn a language. We learn about, you know, that's hot, that's cold, that's soft, that's, you know, hard, that's fuzzy, whatever. We're learning so much. And we become like this, you know, little soul sponge. And then when we start to really accumulate all this information, we get sent to a box that keeps us trapped in a belief system. And so coming back as the adult, it's opening that child inside of us and really starting the journey from that space where we got stuck in the box and becoming our authentic self to be able to bring our gifts to the world and the best version of ourselves. And that's what I see happening right now, is there's just people searching for answers.
Yes, because everything that we've always known, as far as paradigms or models or things we thought we understood and that we were, are no longer. They're falling away. They're not there. And so we now have to literally reinvent ourselves and who we thought we were.
The best part about reinventing the transformation is realizing that we can actually live our life playing, having fun, and doing what we love to do. Because when we do what we love to do, we are always playing and having fun. And people might think, well, that's not realistic, but it really is. Because it doesn't matter what we choose to do that we feel is, you know, playing and fun. Let's take somebody who scuba dives, okay? And they want, always dreamed of having, you know, going scuba diving all the time. They want to take people, you know, they want to do it for themselves. But now they can take people maybe and scuba dive and have these sessions where people can come and congregate, and they can start this business or start this protocol of being paid to go take people to have fun scuba diving. And this is the direction that people are searching for and realizing in this awakening that they have been programmed to do things that were not aligned with their truth or their fun and creativity of their soul. And so when they come for a reading and I get to see with the gift what their strengths are, what their passions are, and open up the soul with the key to their creative self of all that they have tucked away and forgot about, there's this life force that comes out of them that radiates. And when they step into the depth of themselves and start to walk the path doing what they love, their being just becomes the best version of themselves, and they touch many on this path. And that's what we're all here to do. So it's learning who we are through stepping out of our mind and into our heart and allowing the heart to lead the way to the transformation. And so that's why we decided to open up the lines to allow people to call in and receive their soul message or give them guidance through all of this, because people are stuck in the lower frequencies. People are stuck in, you know, feeling that everything that they once connected to that was tangible for them is slipping away, and they don't know who they truly are on that soul level. So they feel like their self-worth is not there. And it's like, wow, if people would just step into their gifts, it would be, you know, powerful in itself.
Yeah. Well, I think it is the value, what people feel their value is. And, you know, my journey has been to discover my value beyond how much money I have, honestly, and how much I can make. That was what I suffered from most of my life, is that affliction, is that was my concern. And once I did, I like to call it zero-sum living, I decided, well, okay, I need food, clothing, shelter. Let's start there, and let's assess what I need beyond that. And I can't tell you how freeing it is, just a completely change of perspectives on what I need and what I want, you know. And what I want, I can have anything I want and anything I need, but all that other stuff I was working so hard for, that's where the transformation is showing me, hey, I don't need all that. I can work harder for something more fun.
Exactly. Gina, is there anybody on the line? Because I'm being told there are callers waiting on the line. Man.
Well, is there anyone here that is hearing us? Because I don't have access to the dashboard. I got a text from Mary. It doesn't sound like, she says there are callers waiting, but she can't run the studio. And so, unfortunately, I think what it sounds like is we have this technical difficulty, which I'm so excited that we have, honestly, because now this is our first show with this, and we can make this happen from here on out, more like we want it to. So if you're on hold waiting, please, please accept our heartfelt forgiveness on this. Please do call back again. We're going to get this technical difficulty worked out. It's just so exciting to have Alisa with us now. Every week now, is it?
No, it's every week that we're going to start it. It was so successful on our Thursday night call.
Mm-hmm.
And many had called in for direction, and it was very powerful because people need the direction right now. I didn't know if you could call, if you can open up from being in the studio. I didn't know if you had that access at this time.
No,
but,
I don't. Darn it. That's
we're having
the problem.
Internet
we're having
difficulties. You know, and people can call in. Next week we're going to do it next Tuesday as well, and people can call in and I can give messages. If you are listening and you do want a personal session, you know, I offer 15-minute, 30-minute, and one-hour sessions, and they can call me directly. I can give my number. It's 407-432-7088, and they can reach me directly as well, but I do charge for the personal readings. Just if they want to call back on the show, you know, then I will give messages as they call in, but
okay.
We're going to have to wait till next week.
Yeah,
no, I didn't know
and
if there was a way we could let them in, but I apologize. All I know is to be ready for transformation, and this is about listening to the truth of you. This isn't about following others. This is about listening to the truth of you and learning how to really do that and stand in your spiritual strength of the soul of you. And when people learn how to navigate life through their heart center, their world opens up to miracles and all possibilities that they never thought were possible. It happens every day for me. And it happens every day for all of us, really, when we learn how to do that. So,
well,
you know it's like,
where did
you start, Jane? where are you now?
Yeah, exactly, you know, and that's the whole thing is leading with your heart. That just came to me. My personal feeling was, wow, if everybody just led with their heart, you know, everything would kind of pretty much work out evenly. But I also recently read that even doctors all know that our heart has its own brain, separate from our head brain. I mean, it's got the nervous system of a brain, and it actually is in charge of our head brain if we let it.
It's amazing when people learn to let go and not step into the fear. You know, it's funny because I used to be one of those people that would always think, I can't do that because of the fear or whatever. But
What if
all this happens? And I tell people, why are you worrying about tomorrow? Live today and forget about the past. The past led you to right here in this moment. And when we learn to stand in faith and we learn to let our soul lead the way, it's like being that magic child outside and in discovery. And I'm telling you, there are things that I have discovered that I never, ever knew were tangible in this lifetime other than being a child. And to teach that to people and to help them in the awakening, it is priceless because people get stuck in this box and they feel there's no way out. And there's so much more here for us than what we're ever taught, than what anyone can ever teach us, because self-discovery actually comes from doing this every day, you know, getting out in nature, playing, allowing, you know, awakening who you are in creativity and always. And if I could share with you, like, what people have discovered through even this pandemic of staying home, that when they lost their jobs and this other creation appeared in their soul truth, and they are doing fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, next week we can go with opening the lines, receiving callers, or they can call me personally if they want a private reading. That's okay, too.
Sure.
Again, it's 407-432-7088. We have only a few minutes left, and, you know, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing me this opportunity to, you know, help people and help them to understand that there is a different path than what they've always known. And the path is learning who they are in the self, living in the self, and being the best version of the self. And that is so powerful. So this is why I'm so excited about this Transformation Tuesday, to help people transform into the higher being of who they came here to be and not get stuck in the human of feeling that they're hopeless and fearful and, you know, all this pain and suffering. It have to be this way. So it's about teaching people and showing them how to step truly into themselves and transforming.
And it's exciting. It's so exciting.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
I live every day with a smile on my face, having so much fun.
Yes.
And the days fly by. I don't even know where the days go. It's already May of 2021. I'm still stuck in May and March of 2020 because that's the last date I remember.
Well, you look at the calendar.
I remember it being. Every day since has been like a fast forward, you know, journey. And it's actually amazing because I've done so much in the year of just having fun and playing and teaching others to do the same, that I've never felt stuck or fearful or anything. I just feel excited every moment of every day. And that's a great place to live.
Well, and you know, I have to tell you, I'm behind you almost about a year, because I feel it. And it's all I can really say to really describe it is it's kind of like being in love, but it doesn't subside after the honeymoon. It's with yourself, you know. It's just always that feeling of joy and love and belonging, you know, that's with yourself. So, and then you can share it.
That is the best way to put it. That really is the best way. It is a being and like being in love, and you just can't wait for the next moment of the discovery and having fun and just being with yourself and then going out there. And you start to realize that other beings start to show up in your path that are just like you on that same frequency. And it's like this magic garden. It's this magic playground. And it exists. I mean, it's not, it's my reality. And then I go out there and I see this other reality, but it's teaching the people that are on the other reality how to come play in the magic and have fun and enjoy the journey. So I'm excited.
And the second they realize, all they really have to do to get started is just kind of look over for a second and they'll see. And if they are interested, that's all it takes. You know, if they're not, they'll be back later.
start, you know, they pass you and pass you and pass you, and then one day they stop. And that's what I'm noticing happening now. It's like there have been many souls that have passed me and passed me, and then they stop, and they ask the question.
Mm.
And it's interesting. I'm even getting a lot of children who are coming towards me. And just by me standing in a playground or being out on a walk or being wherever I am in nature, people will come towards me and start a conversation and say something, ask me something. I could be with my dog and I want to pet the dog, and then it gets into the conversation. And it's so interesting how people are awakening to want to live more happiness than the fear. So people
yes.
are awakening, and they're asking for guidance. They're asking for help along the way and to give them messages through their stagnation and feeling stuck and emotional, you know, lower frequencies, that there's a different path to step on, but you have to be the one to do it for yourself. No one's going to come around and save you. You have to do this for yourself and live
drag
in your
you.
Truth. Learn to live in your truth, not in what other people want for you, not in what other people demand or what the masses are doing. It's about what is your truth. Stand in your own strength, your own knowing. That's what I'm here to help people to see. And whatever your choices are, it's your choice, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But know it's your truth. And that's what the part of the transformation is to allow people to stand and feel safe and comfortable and strong, that they can stand in their truth and not feel that they're going to lose themselves.
Yeah.
So we are finished, I believe. We're going to be cut off soon. I'm getting a message. So I wanted to say thank you for the opportunity. And next week we will be connecting the same time and have the lines hopefully working.
We will. It'll be all awesome. That's why I'm so glad this happened, because now we can work out the kinks that were the worst thing that could happen.
And I apologize to all the people waiting for a session,
yes,
waiting for a little message.
We will get you next week. Please bear with us and call back. Well, thank you so much, Elisa. This is exciting. It's like the next evolution for the whole mess that we're doing. See you then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you.